The Minister of Energy and Petroleum, Emmanuel Amakofibua, has described Miura Petroleum, a local partner of Gondwana Oil Corporation of Canada, as a criminal entity seeking to use forged documents to misinform its anxious shareholders. He stressed that the ministry has never considered neither Miura Petroleum nor its mother company, Gondwana Oil Corporation, for an oil block in Ghana. Briefing the media in Accra, Mr. Boa explained that Miura applied to the ministry for a particular block for exploration in December last year. It was, however, turned down because 10 other companies had earlier applied for the same block and 6 had been shortlisted, pending further approval by the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General, Ministry of Finance and Cabinet before final ratification by Parliament.
The Minister of Energy and Petroleum, Amakofibua, explained that what drew the ministry's attention to the forged signature was the date on the letter Miura Petroleum presented to the ministry upon invitation to tender to consider other blocks. He said the ministry realized the letter Miura Petroleum presented was dated October 2013 with his signature, while the ministry started dealing with the company in December 2013. He said the ministry became curious about the inconsistency, so the ministry informed the Economic and Organized Crime Office, IOCO, which took up the issue and arrested a gentleman who later confessed to the ministry. He debunked assertions in sections of the media that A to Z, a private oil company, has been awarded the same block for exploration because a deputy minister in the ministry is a former employee of the company, explaining that A to Z has not been awarded a block and that its application, including that of the other 9 applicants, are pending before cabinet and parliamentary ratification. The minister added that his deputy minister has no role at all in the consideration or award of block to international oil companies.
Now the news desk reports.